We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
The Chiefs are currently not in a really great place.
This season's sure been rough. We need to get more points and stuff. The highlight films look more like snuff. We went from the Super Bowl straight to suck. You know that things have gotten lame when the fights in the stands are better than the game. So if you don't want our playoff hopes to be dead this Monday night, I suggest you don't the bed.
His name is Trent Green. He is an amazing part of Kansas City. He also has 15 seasons as an NFL quarterback and two Pro Bowls, just to name a couple things.
Born July 9th in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, he is a graduate of Indiana University who spent time playing for the Washington Redskins and the St. Louis Rams before being traded to the Kansas City Chiefs, where he spent five seasons rivaling some of the most legendary quarterbacks in the league in total passing yards. He retired in 2009, making the move to the broadcast booth and working with numerous charities in and around Kansas City. And today he's here to talk about the rough start to the Chiefs season and this Monday night's game against the Giants. Please welcome Chiefs great and friend of the show, Trent Green.
Mr. Trent Green, are you calling for a chance to meet Kennedy?
I tell you what, I don't know what I'm walking into this morning, but I was sitting on hold and I heard you say, yes, we got caller number 9, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, Jake set me up. Jake is going to play this big joke on me where you're going to go, hey, guess what? Caller number 9 is Trent Green.
Oh, like, my.
As soon as I heard you guys talking about it, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to get him back for this one. And then I realized you really did have a real winner. So, yeah.
Well, listen, if this is your way of asking if we can get you registered for it, yes. The answer is yes.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Have you seen the pictures?
No, I have not. No.
I'm gonna send you a picture.
I had to bring her clothes today.
And just because I want you to understand why we go on and on about it, because it is disturbingly beautiful. Like,
it actually is.
I know. You're like, that's not possible. I'm like, I swear to you, it's possible.
I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I getting into here? But yeah.
No, it is so ridiculous. Trust me. You've known guys in the NFL who've done way worse things.
I heard you say it's the perfect companion to like ride in a car with or something because it makes other people jealous. I thought maybe you were going to say because Kennedy doesn't like talk back, or have too strong of an opinion. Right?
Right, she never touches the radio. Yeah. Listen, let me know if that pops up on your phone because I want to get your feedback. But first, I want to get your feedback on what in the heck is happening. What happened to our team? What happened to this? We're in the playoffs. We're in the Super Bowl. We're winning a Super Bowl. Like, we can't be stopped. The phenomena is rolling through the entire North American football world. And all of a sudden, it's just like the rug is gone. Like, we're just laying there in the mud.
Yeah, it you know, you're sitting here talking 2 months ago, and the conversation wasn't, are we going to make it to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl? The conversation was, are we going to go undefeated?
Right.
And, you know, now all of a sudden, you know, the sky's falling and they don't know how to play football. So, you know, these things happen. Obviously, you deal with injuries. You deal with different streaks within the course of the season. We've been spoiled because everything's been magical since Patrick Mahomes has taken over as quarterback. Everything has gone right. Now, all of a sudden, you know, some bumps are in the road. You know, he's tied for the league lead in interceptions. He's trying to do too much. you know, you've got a couple of rookie offensive linemen. I think they're going to be really, really good, but you're still a rookie, so you're going to have some mistakes. You got a couple of new, you got a new left tackle. You know, it hasn't gone as smooth as what they hoped for. Defensively, definitely hasn't gone as smooth as what they would wanted. They've changed a bunch of different personnel. They're trying different things. So sometimes it just doesn't go, you know, it just doesn't go.
Sure, of course.
The ball bounces the other way. So I still think there's plenty of time. You got to remember they added a game this season. So there's going to be 17 games instead of 16 games. I know 3-4 is not a good spot to be in, especially when you've got the Chargers and Raiders ahead. But we're going to play them a bunch of times coming up at the end of the season. There's a tough stretch coming up here. The Monday night game against the Giants coming up, next Monday night is, I'd say for week 8, it's about as much of a must win as possible, because sure, after that, you've got the Packers, the Raiders, and the Cowboys who are all doing really well. So, they need to make sure they get it done next Monday night against the Giants at Arrowhead.
And I think psychologically, this is a real advantage for the other teams, because they suddenly you can hurt the king, right? You can see that Patrick Mahomes can be defeated. And I think there was a real psychological thing happening, this phenom. When he came into the NFL, like, he was just doing stuff nobody had seen before. So I can't figure out if they've gotten wise to some of the ways he's going to play by watching films, or if you just combine that with now maybe not the greatest people in front of him, and like you said, rookies, and just some bad luck. And how he handles this now is going to be everything. That'll be how he's looked at by the other team guys and how we've come out of this.
No, definitely. And it's... You know, you talk about, you know, let's go back to the Super Bowl year. So, you know, the first Super Bowl, and then the second, you know, how many times did they come from behind, right? They fall behind. Oh, guess what? Patrick's going to bring us back and win a game.
Right.
And it happened over and over and over again. So sometimes you talk about the mental part of it. You're the other team, and you're like, oh, my gosh, any lead we have is not big enough, because Mahomes and Tyreek and Travis, they're gonna find a way to get it done. And so now some of that mystique is gone. Some of that mystique is cracked a little bit, where other teams, how big the mental part of it is, where, you know, guess what? We're just going to keep putting our foot on the gas. We're going to keep going. If you're the other team, because you said, you know, this isn't the same Chiefs team as in previous seasons. So there is a mental part of it. And then you speak of the mental part of the other team, how confident they get. There's the mental part that the Chiefs are dealing with, because you could see in this last game, I watched the tape again yesterday, and you could see in the game just the frustration that was mounting, right?
Sure.
Tyreek had a couple drops. You could see his body language. Travis, his body language. Patrick, definitely his body language. He was taking a lot of hits. It just wasn't the same energy and bounce and, you know, freewheeling that we've seen over the last couple seasons. So there's a mental aspect to it, too. And that goes both ways on both.
No doubt. No, could you imagine being Patrick Mahomes? Because he's young. And look, he's as good as he's ever been. He's the same player you watched take us to the Super Bowl and win one. He's the same guy that went toe-to-toe with Tom Brady. This is just the way life is. But even with all that being said, to be inside his head right now is hard. He is a guy who's very young, who's loved by an entire nation, especially in Kansas City. He's looked at as a phenom, so that's a lot to live up to, you know.
So here's the crazy thing, Johnny. I know numbers and football. I know that's not your lane,
right?
But he is fourth in the NFL in passing yards.
Yep.
He is I think third or fourth in touchdown passes. He's still completing 68% of his passes. I mean, yes, he has, you know, the 9 interceptions, but people are thinking, oh, my gosh, what has happened to Patrick Mahomes? Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, he's still,
of course,
still a phenomenal player, and this team is really good. I don't, you know, I know there's people calling for some wholesale changes, and we've got to, you know, I think that talent is there, and that was my big point was, you know, there's a lot of talent there. Sometimes it's confidence, sometimes it's a play here and there, and you know, I guess I'm not as panicked as a lot of people.
Well, I'm not panicked at all. I'll be very frank with you.
You're good.
I'm very comfortable where I'm sitting watching this. And but I feel bad for Patrick. I feel like, yes, of course he has all the ability he had before. And I very much believe that just from logic, right? Like, I just look and I go, man, I feel bad for a young guy. I go, it's got to be a tough spot to be in. Everybody likes to be liked. Everybody wants to feel powerful and good and very competitive, hyper-competitive people. And I think you fit in this category, too, when you're playing sports. Is, you know, if it's not first, it's just, you're just, it doesn't matter what number comes after first. It isn't first anymore.
Right, right. You know, no, it definitely does. And, you know, here's the thing. I hear a lot of people bringing up, oh, you know, he's doing too many commercials. He's got too much of this. He's doing
nothing
too much of that. And he's, I mean, it's no different, you know, than what he's done the last couple of years.
Of course.
I mean, he has a great support system around him, from family and business-wise and people that help him manage, you know, all the things that it takes to be Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's just today's world. I mean, you don't become the highest paid player in the NFL and have all the success that he has,
right,
both on and off the field and not have a great support system around you, which is now that things have gone poorly on the field in recent weeks, people want to point out those things and say that they're distractions and that, you know,
it's silly.
Try and clean it up.
Silly.
I don't buy into that.
No, it's ridiculous. It's completely silly, the idea that any of that has anything. It isn't like he did it the day of the game, you goobers. You know what I mean? Like, it's you know, it's absurd. That you think he thinks about, if he does a commercial for somebody, he ever thinks about it again? He walks in, he says the script, knocks 45 minutes out of his life, and then he walks away with a check. It has nothing to do with what he does on the field. It's just an extra you can get. But in no way could that be a distraction.
And the majority of that stuff, if not all of that stuff, is done in the offseason. It's done when they're not even, you know, in a mini camp or training camp or anything like that. It's usually done, you know, in the spring sometime when, you know, you see the commercials now that are new commercials. Well, those were taped months ago, and they just stack them up. You know, they use multiple times to film those and edit those. So it's, I don't think it's as big a deal as what people are making, just because he's managed it for so long. And as I said, he's got a great support system around him.
Yeah, listen, more importantly, you just jumped across the pond to try to deliver some big, awesome, smelly American sports to the English people who, as you know, are not an aggressive people. And so I think that there's a real love of NFL football. You just went over to London and brought them a little happiness. Man, it was the Jaguars versus the Dolphins, right? And you went over.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was, of course, there was no game over in London a year ago. I was scheduled to go, and then the NFL, because of COVID and everything, that was all shut down. So this was actually my seventh game to broadcast over there.
That's
and
fun.
Most of the time, the games I'd done were in Wembley Stadium. I'd done done one in Twickenham, and this is my first time doing a game in Tottenham, which is a brand-new stadium that the NFL was in collaboration with ownership of Tottenham to make this stadium, because as great as Wembley is and as historical as Wembley is, it's made for soccer. And all the stadiums are made for soccer. Well, Tottenham Stadium is made for both football and soccer, and so it's just made bigger. It's made to fit the football field better, and the stands are made, you know, from the sight lines and those different things and all the amenities and everything else. So that was incredible. The fan base in London, because I've been there a bunch, it's enormous. I mean, and it just continues to grow. Every time we go over, there's more and more people that are interested in it. And, you know, the great part about going to a game or broadcasting a game in London or even playing a game in London, because I was with the Dolphins the first year there was a game in London, is all the jerseys you see. And there's people coming from all over the UK, and there's actually a large contingent of fans that come over from Germany, because Germany has a huge fan base for NFL football, and that's one of the reasons why the NFL has announced that there's going to be an international game in Germany, I believe starting next year or the year after, because they want to continue to expand the footprint of the NFL, and Germany is such a huge fan base for the NFL. But you go to these games, and just the different names and numbers and stadium, or different names, numbers, and jerseys that come in. So it wasn't all just Jacksonville, Miami jerseys. I mean, the stadium was filled with you know, the different people that these people support, players that these people support, and they're not all current players. Some of them are older and retired players as well. So it's really cool to do, and they really get into it.
Yeah.
On paper, it was a bad game because the Jaguars hadn't won a game and Miami had only won one, but it came down to the final second. The Jaguars, you know, here's this guy that wasn't even in the league. He was a practice squad guy. He'd only kicked once prior, they end up starting him in the game as a kicker. He makes a he makes an improbable 53-yarder with under 2 minutes to go to tie it, and then he makes a 52-yarder to win it, all within the span of like the final couple minutes of the game. And you know, it's just it was a phenomenal story. Great for us because it's an entertaining game.
Sure.
But yeah, the fans in London were great.
Well, look, it's a meaningless game in the big picture of the NFL. Of course, it is an exhibition game. This is about showing them something that they're curious about. It doesn't matter how the teams are playing here back in the States. To them, they just want to see something American. And I'll tell you, I think that does more to strengthen our friendship with England than, you know, politics, obviously, not good. But, you know, there's a fascination with things American and things Western like that, and football is one of them. So, man, if music can do it and football can do it and they can fill a stadium and make people feel good about us and dig the sports, I say, man, but that's good positive energy. There's nothing in the world wrong with that.
Well, and the thing about it is because they are, I mean, they're really deep-rooted. They're soccer is their sport. So
sure.
The fact that the game came down to a kicker kicking a field goal, you should have heard that they were going absolutely crazy. They would rather see someone kick something to win a game than to, like, throw some miracle touchdown pass at the end of the game. They thought it was phenomenal that the game ended in two important kicks like that because it involved kicking. So they,
sure,
they were all for it.
Well, my God, actual men who were not afraid to get hurt and actually be physical with each other, not flop on the ground like because they got their ankles twisted. Like, can you imagine how weird that is to see actual men playing a real sport, like really out there hammering each other, like really tearing it up, as opposed to the strange, you know, to me, soccer just always looks like the flop is too much. I can't live with that. But then the rest of soccer looks like you're looking through a microscope at a bunch of bacteria just bouncing off each other. And no, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. Nothing makes sense to me.
The thing that they, I guess, I don't want to say make fun, but they point out to us is they're like, you know, yeah, we have soccer, but it's really rugby. You know,
right.
they're big into rugby over there.
And that's tough.
So they're like, oh. And then you're sitting either in a pub or having a conversation with someone, and they're like, yeah, but you guys have the helmets on, and you guys
Truth.
Have all the pads on.
It's Truth.
Like, you know, rugby, we don't wear anything. We just go in there, and then, of course, they smile, and have, you know, half their teeth are missing because they're playing rugby. But
no, you're right.
Yeah, so that's what they like to bring up to us when we talk about American football is but you guys have those pads on. You guys are soft.
Sure. I do think sports, like music, like movies, I think it can really cross boundaries where politics gets divided. Politics are divisive. You know, sports can be fun and competitive like that, and everybody can love what they love and have a good time with it. And it's just some real common ground. Not to, you know, put too much into it, but I do think it's a fantastic idea. I know the NFL would like to expand to worldwide. I don't think that's ever going to happen, but, you know, who knows? I think it's a great idea, and I hope you had a good time over there.
Yeah, we did, and it is always great going over. It's tough just because of the time change. You know, we had a game in L.A. the week before, and then we were in London, and then we came back, and then this week, and I was in Baltimore. So, I mean, it makes it the time change and the travel catches up to you a little bit, but it is fun to do because the energy of the fans, you know, it helps you, right? As a broadcaster, you know, having that energy, having fans back in the stands,
sure,
has been tremendous for us. I know the players really enjoy it. I hope people that are watching on TV enjoy it because I know for us it adds a lot of juice to it. You know, when you go to London and then the stadium holds 61,000 and they have 61,000 people in there and they're all going crazy, you know, and then this weekend, you know, I was in Baltimore for the Bengals and Ravens game and they were sold out. And it's, you know, it's just great to see people out doing things again. And
yes.
You know, supporting what they want to support, and you know the energy that's out there. You know, that was missed. I think that's still missed in a lot of areas. But I'm glad to see in the sports world or the NFL world that you know, the fans are back at it because I think it adds so much to it.
Yeah, no, I love it. I think you're doing a great job at CBS. Everybody, don't forget to watch. If you watch CBS Sports, Mr. Trent Green himself, and then. What do you call for this Monday Night Football? Where are we looking?
Oh, I think the Chiefs will win. I think you know, Giants are coming in here 2-5, and I know the Chiefs are 3-4, but I think the Giants are coming off of a big win. But I just think it's going to be desperation time, and I think the Chiefs will handle it I think they'll win by double digits, but you know, there's a long way to go, and we'll see what happens. And yes, I did get your text. I didn't want to get off the phone before I respond to your text, and that is lifelike. That is Kennedy is lifelike. That's
you, enlarge her fate. Tell me. I know this is such a weird conversation. Tell me she's not beautiful.
I guess.
No, you're right. For a doll, it's not a human.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
For a doll, yes.
I was just shocked by the lifelike, for whatever reason, I'm just shocked by, I'm stunned by it. I didn't even think it was possible. I always figured the pictures you see online are touched up, doctored, or they were real people that they kind of made look more or less lifelike. But I didn't think that was actually possible to make them like that. So,
yes, I can see you, you know, riding on your motorcycle with her as a companion. I guess I can visualize that.
Yes, certainly. All right, listen. Hey, listen, I know a guy. If you have any friends that
I got a guy.
All right, brother, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming by. Always great to hear your voice. And, man, I'll be watching on Monday night, man, because I am looking forward to see if we can get out of this slump. I want to see Patrick Mahomes and the rest of those guys get back on track and make the city happy.
I think they will. There's just too much talent on the team for it not to get turned around. I mean, there's talent everywhere on their roster. So, they'll get it turned around.
All right, you stay there. Hold on a second. The great Trent Green. A good dude.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.